From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods, the demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift heroic, Christ-like fighting instantaneous, strong from opening stains of the Lord of Tear Worship and Lotus. Homage she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumphant without limit, relight on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to drop forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ane Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, horses with Gandhavas Yakshas. Homage with her tre and pe sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adore this crescent, moon on her most shine, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like, eon denning fire abiding, watch the flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with, her palm and with her foot beats it, scouring with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to a wheat seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by the stamping shakes the three roads, Meru Mandara and India. Homage holding in her hand the hair-like moon of devil-like form, with spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings and the king arise to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels centuries and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisos of spirit Yakshas, and Res Corpus Supreme Ture. These praises with her root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Okay, so the prayer of benefits is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So when Geshe comes, we'll be reciting the Seven Limb Prayer on page 27. And we're on page 159 in the retreat book.
And Geshe is going to be a little late. I just got a call from his driver. And, so he'll probably be about 10 past, I'm guessing, before he gets here.
Yeah, let's do the King of Prayers. Let's see. That's on. Where is the? Okay, since Geshe-la will be delayed, let's go to 249 in the prayer book, FPMT prayer book. And read the King of Prayers, 249 in the Essential Prayers book, Essential Buddhist Prayer book. King of Prayers, the extraordinary aspiration of the practice of Samantabhadra. Samantabhadra Karya Prani Dhanaraja. I bow down to the youthful Arya Manjushri, you lions among humans, gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the worlds of 10 directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all you Buddhas visualized as real, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas numberless as atoms, each amidst a host of Bodhisattvas, and I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way. With infinite oceans of praise for you, and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all of you gone to bliss. Beautiful flowers and regal garments, sweet music, scented oils and parasols, sparkling lights and sublime incense, I offer to you, victorious ones. Fine dress and fragrant perfumes, sandalwood powder heaped high as Mount Meru, all wondrous offerings in spectacular way, I offer to you, victorious ones. With transcendent offerings, peerless and vast, with profound admiration for all the Buddhas, with strength of conviction in the Bodhisattva way, I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action I have done with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and rejoice in all positive potential of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in 10 directions, of solitary realizers, hearers, field training, and those beyond, and of all ordinary beings. You who are the bright lights of worlds in 10 directions, who have attained a Buddha's omniscience through the stages of awakening, all you who are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I earnestly request, you who may actualize parinirvana, please stay with us for eons, numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight positive potential I may have created by paying homage, offering, and acknowledging my faults, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddha stay and teach, I now dedicate all this for full awakening. May you Buddhas now living in the worlds of 10 directions, and all you gone to freedom in the past, accept my offerings. May those not yet arisen quickly perfect their minds, awakening as fully enlightened ones. May all worlds in 10 directions be entirely pure and vast. May they be filled with bodhisattvas, surrounding Buddhas gathered beneath a Bodhi tree. May as many beings as exist in 10 directions be always well and happy. May all samsaric beings live in accord with the Dharma, and may their every Dharma wish be fulfilled. Remembering my past lives in all varieties of existence, may I practice the Bodhisattva way, and thus in each cycle of death, migration, and birth, may I always abandon the householder's life. Then following the footsteps of all the Buddhas and perfecting the practice of a bodhisattva, may I always act without error or compromise, with ethical discipline, faultless and pure. May I teach the Dharma in the language of gods, in every language of spirits and nagas, of humans and of demons, and the voice of every form of being. May I be gentle-minded, cultivating the six paramitas, and never forget bodhicitta. May I completely cleanse without omission each of negativity and all that obscures this awakening mind. May I traverse all my lives in the world, free of karma, afflictions, and interfering forces. Just as the lotus blossom is undisturbed by the water's wave, just as the sun and moon move unhindered through the sky, may I ease the suffering in the lower realms and the many directions and dimensions of the universe. May I guide all wanderers in samsara to the pure bliss of awakening and be of worldly benefit to them as well. May I practice constantly for eons to come, perfecting the activities of awakening, acting in harmony with the various dispositions of beings, showing the ways of a bodhisattva. May I always have the friendship of those whose path is like mine, and with body, words, and also mind, may we practice together the same aspirations and activities. May I always meet a spiritual mentor and never displease that excellent friend, who deeply wishes to help me and expertly teaches the bodhisattva way. May I always directly see the Buddhas, masters encircled by bodhisattvas, and without pause or discouragement for eons to come, may I make extensive offerings to them. May I hold within me the Buddha's genuine Dharma, illuminate everywhere the teachings that awaken, embody the realizations of a bodhisattva, and practice ardently in all future eons. While circling through all states of existence, may I become an endless treasure of good qualities, skillful means, wisdom, samadhi, and liberating stabilizations, gathering limitless, pristine wisdom and positive potential. On one atom I shall see, Buddha fields numberless as atoms, inconceivable Buddhas among bodhisattvas in every field, practicing the activities of awakening. Perceiving this in all directions, I dive into an ocean of Buddha fields, each an ocean of three times Buddhas in the space of a wisp of hair. So I too will practice for an ocean of eons. Thus I am continually immersed in the speech of the Buddhas, expression that reveals an ocean of qualities in one word. The completely pure eloquence of all the Buddhas, communication suited to the varied tendencies of beings. With strength of understanding, I plunge into the infinite enlightened speech of the Dharma, of all Buddhas and three times gone to freedom to continually turn the wheel of Dharma methods. I shall experience in one moment such vast activity of all future eons, and I will enter into all eons of the three times in but a fraction of a second. In one instant, I shall see all those awakened beings, past, present, and future lions among humans, and with the power of the illusion-like stabilization, I will constantly engage in their inconceivable activity. I shall manifest upon one single atom the array of pure lands, present, past, and future. Likewise, thou shalt enter the array of pure Buddha fields in every direction, without exception. I shall enter their very presence of all my guides, those lights of this world who are yet to appear, those sequentially turning the wheels with complete awakening, those who reveal nirvana, final perfect peace. May I achieve the power of swift magical emanation, the power to lead to the great vehicle through every approach, the power of always beneficial activity, the power of love pervading all realms, the power of all-surpassing positive potential, the power of supreme knowledge unobstructed by discrimination. And through the powers of wisdom, skillful means, and samadhi, may I achieve the perfect power of awakening, purifying the power of all contaminated actions, crushing the power of disturbing emotions at their root, diffusing the power of interfering forces. I shall perfect the power of the bodhisattva practice. May I purify an ocean of worlds. May I free an ocean of beings. May I clearly see an ocean of Dharma. May I realize an ocean of pristine wisdom. May I purify an ocean of activities. May I fulfill an ocean of aspirations. May I make offerings to an ocean of Buddhas. May I practice without discouragement for an ocean of eons. To awaken fully through this bodhisattva way, I shall fulfill without exception all the diverse aspirations of the awakening practice of all Buddhas gone to freedom in the three times everywhere. In order to practice exactly as the wise one, called Samantabhadra, all-embracing good, the elder brother of the sons and daughters of the Buddhas, I completely dedicate all this to goodness. Likewise, may I dedicate, just as the skillful Samantabhadra, with pure body, speech, and mind, pure actions, and pure Buddha fields. I shall give rise to the aspirations of Manjushri for this bodhisattva practice of all embracing good, to perfect these practices without discouragement or pause in all future eons. May our pure activities be endless, my good qualities boundless, and through abiding in immeasurable activity, may I actualize infinite emanations. Limitless is the end of space. Likewise, limitless are living beings. Thus, limitless are karma and afflictions. May my aspirations reach be limitless as well. One may offer to the Buddhas all wealth and adornments of infinite worlds in 10 directions, and one may offer during eons numberless as atoms of the world, even the greatest happiness of gods and humans. But whoever hears this extraordinary aspiration and longing for highest awakening gives rise to faith just once, creates far more precious positive potential. Those who make this heartfelt aspiration for the bodhisattva way will be free of all lower rebirths, free of harmful companions, and will quickly see Amitabha, infinite light. And even in this very human life, they will be nourished by happiness and have all conducive circumstances. Without waiting long, they will become like Samantabhadra himself. Those who give voice to this extraordinary aspiration will quickly and completely purify the 5 boundless harmful actions created under the power of ignorance. Blessed with supreme knowledge, excellent body, family, attributes, and appearance, they will be invincible to vast interfering forces and misleading teachers, and all the 3 worlds will make offerings. Going quickly to the noble Bodhi tree, and sitting there to benefit sentient beings, subduing all interfering forces, they will fully awaken and turn the great wheel of Dharma. Have no doubt that complete awakening is the fully ripened result comprehended only by a Buddha, of holding in mind by teaching, reading, or reciting this aspiration of the Bodhisattva practice. In order to train just like the hero Manjushri, who knows reality as it is, and just like Samantabhadra as well, I completely dedicate all this goodness just as they did. With that dedication which is praised as greatest by all the Buddhas gone to freedom in the 3 times, I too dedicate all my roots of goodness for the attainments of the Bodhisattva practice. When the moment of my death arrives, by eliminating all obscurations and directly perceiving Amitabha, may I go immediately to Sukhavati, pure land of great joy. Having gone to Sukhavati, may I actualize the meaning of these aspirations, fulfilling them all without exception for the benefit of beings for as long as this world endures. Born from an extremely beautiful superlative lotus, in this joyful land, the Buddha's magnificent mandala, may I receive a prediction of my awakening directly from the Buddha Amitabha. Having received a prediction there, may I create vast benefit for beings throughout the 10 directions with a billion emanations by the power of wisdom. Through even the small virtue I have accumulated, offering this prayer of the Bodhisattva practice, may all the positive aspirations of beings be fulfilled in an instant. Through creating limitless positive potential, by dedicating this prayer of Samantabhadra's deeds, may all beings drowning in this torrent of suffering enter the presence of Amitabha. Through this king of aspirations, which is the greatest of the sublime, helping infinite wanderers in samsara, through the accomplishment of this scripture dazzling with Samantabhadra's practice, may suffering realms be utterly emptied of all beings. Now in the retreat book, if you turn to page, let's see. Oh, here we go. 141 in the Yellow Retreat Prayer Book. Let's read the Lamrim Prayer. Train the mind through meditation on the complete Mayahana path. Start with Guru devotion at the root of the path, LC 84. Supreme Field of Merit, my perfect pure Guru, through the power of having made offerings and respectful requests, I seek your blessing, Savior, in the very root of happiness and goodness, that I may come under your joyful care. And go to page 144, training the mind in the common path of the practitioner of lower capability, the precious human rebirth, LC 85. Realizing how this body of liberties and endowments is found but once, is difficult to obtain, and is quickly lost, I seek your blessings to make it worthwhile and take its essence without being distracted by the meaningless affairs of this life. Aghast at the searing blaze of suffering in the lower realms, I take heartfelt refuge in the three precious gems and seek your blessings that I may eagerly strive to abandon all negativities and accomplish the accumulation of every virtue. Finally tossed amidst waves of karma and mental afflictions, plagued by the many sea monsters of three kinds of sufferings, I seek your blessings to develop an intense longing to be liberated from this infinite and frightening great ocean of existence. Having abandoned the mind that views this unbearable prison of cyclic existence as a pleasure grove, I seek your blessings to hold the three trainings as the treasure of the superior's wealth, and thereby to uphold liberation's banner. Having considered how all these miserable beings have been my mothers and have raised me in kindness again and again, I seek your blessing to develop effortless compassion like that of a loving mother for her precious child. There is no difference between myself and others. None of us wishes for even the slightest of sufferings or is ever content with the happiness we have. Realizing this, I seek your blessings that I may generate joy for the happiness of others. This chronic disease of cherishing myself is the cause giving rise to my unsought suffering. Perceiving this, I seek your blessings to blame, begrudge, and destroy the monstrous demon of selfishness. The mind that cherishes mothers and places them in bliss is the gateway leading to infinite qualities. Seeing this, I seek your blessings to cherish these beings more than my life, even should they rise up as my enemies. In brief, infantile beings labor only for their own ends, while the able ones work solely for the welfare of others. With a mind understanding the distinction between the failings of one and the advantages of the other, I seek your blessing to enable me to exchange myself with others. Cherishing myself is the doorway to all loss, while cherishing my mothers is the foundation of all qualities. Hence, I seek your blessings to make my core practice the yoga of exchanging self for others. Okay, and then skip to page 154, Tonglen Meditation on Taking and Giving, LC 95. And thus, perfect, pure, compassionate Gurus, I seek your blessings that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of mother migrators may without exception ripen upon me right now, and by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all migrators may experience happiness. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. I seek your blessings that I relate everything I may meet to meditation, to skillful means possessing the four applications, and that I may make this life of liberties and endowments greatly meaningful to practicing the advice and pleasures of thought transformation. In order to rescue all migrators from the vast seas of existence, I seek your blessings to train only in bodhicitta through love, compassion, and superior intention conjoined with the technique of mounting giving and taking upon the breath. I seek your blessings that I may eagerly endeavor to put into practice the three Mahayana moral codes and to restrain my mind stream with pure vows to the conqueror's children, the single path journeyed by all victorious ones of the three times. I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of generosity through the guideline teaching of increasing the mind that gives without attachment, namely transforming my body, wealth, and collection of virtues of the three times into the object desired by each and every sentient being. I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of moral discipline, not transgressing the bounds of the Pratimoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows, even at the cost of my life, accumulating virtuous dharmas and accomplishing the purpose of sentient beings. Should even all the beings of the three realms, without exception, become angry at me, humiliate, criticize, threaten, or even kill me, I seek your blessings not to be agitated, but to complete the perfection of patience that works for their benefit in response to their harm. Even as I must remain for an ocean of eons in the fiery hells of Avicii, for the sake of even just one sentient being, I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of enthusiasm that out of compassion untiringly strives for supreme enlightenment. Having abandoned the faults of sinking, agitation, and mental wandering, I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of mental stabilization through the samadhi of single-pointed placement upon the nature of reality of all phenomena, their lack of true existence. I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of wisdom through the space-like yoga of single-minded placement upon ultimate truth, conjoined with the pliancy of great bliss induced by the discriminating wisdom analyzing suchness. The illusion-like practice of voidness during post-meditation. I seek your blessing to perfect the samadhi on illusion by realizing. Did you say Geshe-la's here? So please take out the Essential Prayers book, not the one that we just read. And turn to page 27. Seven Limb Prayer, 27 in the Essential Prayers book. Gosum gupe gone chatselo ne sham yi tu che ti malubu tome ne sadi tun tam che shak Kepa gewa nam la she iram Korwa matam bardu le shune Rola che ki kolo korwa dam Da jengen an chang chu chen po ngô. Now turn to page 97. Excuse me. And then on the bottom of page 97 is the short mandala offering. What should I then? Sa ji per ki
Perfections, or practice of six perfections. Even though, you know, there are like hundreds of different kinds of Bodhisattva deeds, you know, deeds or practice, or Bodhisattva deeds, that's what they call Jyoba Bodhisattva deeds. When you summarize them, into six perfections. So we've been studying, I've been explaining that last couple of months. So now we are in the last perfections, in the perfection of wisdoms, no wisdoms, okay, perfection of wisdom. So, and that last profession is the explanation of the last profession is based on two principal points. The first one is called Nyamsha, Namgata Vetoni means Nyamsha, you know, like the easiest way to say is like the mind that very, very deep into meditation, into emptiness. That's called Nyamsha, meditative ego poise, called Nyamsha. The mind that's very much focused, deeply focused on emptiness, called Nyamsha. Nyamja Yishi refers to the mind. Nyamja Pa refers to the person who's, you know, doing the deep meditation emptiness called Nyamja Pa. Nyamja Yishi, that's like meditative ego voice, you know, Nyamja Yishi. Nyamja Nagodebe Toni. So, what that mind sees, you know, what they call Nyamja Yishi, meditative ego voice, what that particular mind sees is emptiness. Just emptiness, that's all. That mind didn't see any conventional reality at all, any conventional reality at all. Only sees ultimate truth. What it looks like space. Space. That's all. It just looks like space. Nothing. No clear space. So. It sees something. It's only what it sees is emptiness, ultimate truth. It does not see any conventional reality at all. Maybe that, you know, all the mental energy is put into meditations. Therefore, the found person also probably did not see or didn't probably feel any conventional reality at all. It only feels, you know, experience emptiness. So then, you know, the person, you know, when that comes out of, you know, meditation, it's called post-meditation. So now that's the one I've been explaining, almost, you know, finish that, but only few sentences left. Jedo jumata ve toni, jedo jumata ve toni. In the Guru Puja, the way it is translated is like samadhi, like illusions. Samadhi, or the Sanskrit language, no, samadhi or shamata, doesn't matter, it's pretty much the same, different way of pronouncing words. Come abiding like illusions. Jado jumata bitenzi. So that, you know, why you call like, you know, samadhi like illusions? You know, samadhi, like, you know, you follow these nine stages of meditations to really improve your concentrations, the power of concentrations, you know. So when you, I say, complete the power of concentration, then you reach samadhi or shamatha or kamabhati, you know, nine stages. So then person will gain, you know, so much. I say the result will be, you know, like physical pliancy and mental pliancy. That's the result of kamabhati meditation. So. A lot of so much, you know, joy physically. There's so much joy, as I mentioned before. Physical doesn't mean just physical body. You know, physical refers to all the five senses. All the feeling that related to the five senses is considered as a physical feeling. So not just body, you know, but the body. You know. The pleasure or happiness generated by looking at something, that's physical happiness, it's not mental happiness, you know. Hearing something wonderful, or maybe smelling something good, or tasting something good, or touching something good, these are all physical, you know, pleasure or happiness, it's not mental happiness. Heavily rely on object, external objects. So, mental happiness, you know, by thinking, you know, by, you know, not necessarily rely on the external object, by thinking that you produce makes your mind kind of happy, you know. So that's the real mental happiness. So that's the best form of happiness, so mental happiness. So now here, like when you get out of this meditation, then you are in, you know, post-meditation period. Then you see, like, conventional reality, you see differently. You know, you see differently. Your perception of, you know, conventional reality dramatically change how you see things. See, you know, everything like illusion. Not illusion, but everything like illusion. So everything is like illusion. So it's not illusion, but it's like illusion. So. Connect. chinangi chodam je chonangi dazum shindu nyume tu nangi zo. You see all the conditions of reality, internal things, external things, all of them, you know, it means each and every existing phenomena. Chinangi chodam je chonangi dazum shindu nyume tu nangi zo. When you see the reflection of the moon in the clear lake, you see it's like real moon. It's like the reflection of the moon. It looks real. Looks like real moon, but it's not real moon. It's just reflection. So, it's just reflection. So, when you start to analyze, then you figure it out, oh, that's the reflection, it's not really moon. If you don't analyze, you know, so maybe not the people, maybe some animals, you know, fooled by the reflections. And then believing there's something, you know, inside the water, then start to jump, you know, all kinds of things. Well, this is just an example, you know, reflection of one's own body, you know, reflection of one's own body, and some animals have been fooled by that, you know, so. When you analyze, there are nine sula tabana, nawada midemba, nawada midembe. It's not moon, but it still looks like moon. It looks like real moon, but it's not moon. When you analyze, this looks like your face, but it's not your face, no reflection of your face. It looks like your face, but it's not your face. It's a reflection of face. When you analyze, then you discover that. It looks like my face, but it's not my face. It's called reflection of my face. Oh, similar. It's called reflection of the moon. Now you should have done what I'm doing. Now you're doing what I'm doing. Even though you see that, but it's not what you see. No, it's not. It's a reflection. It's not what you see. No, it's not your face. It's not the moon. No, but what you see is like kind of moon, but it's not the moon. Now I said, "Deba deba zumba, jumata bo nyeshi nyenes." So then, like illusion, it's like illusions. You see something happening. You see it's real, but it's not real. What it is? It is a piece of stone that transform into elephant, form of elephant. What you see is elephant, but what it is like piece of wood. The magician just transformed the piece of wood into elephant. That's what the audience see. You see the magic trick. You don't see the real. You just trick. No, it's just illusion. It's just trick. No? So, so that's called like samadhi or concentration, like illusions. Seeing something but not believing what you see. Not believing in what you see. No, what you see is moon. What it is not moon, it's the reflection of the moon. So here, you know, similar, everything that we experience is something solid, you know, independent, like inherent, but that's not what it is. It's just perception, it's just label, we labels, you know. There's no ultimate beauty, there's no ultimate good, there's no ultimate evil, because it's just perception. If there's ultimate evil, then everyone should have the same perception, but that's not the case. If it's ultimate beauty, everyone should have the same perception, but that's not the case. So what it says, it says, you know, it's just individual perceptions, it's your perceptions. So that perception is like illusions, it's just like illusions. So it's not real, it's just like illusions. So, but it's not illusions. Generally speaking, it's real. At the same time, it is like illusions, you know, it's like illusions. It's just perceptions. So then deep down from your heart, so then, you know, requesting the object in front of you, or in this case, the merit field, and it could be, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha, could be, you know, Tara, could be Vajra Yogini, you know, so then you just deep down from your heart, you're like requesting to bless me, able to see that when I come out of the meditation, you know, ego voice, so able to see everything like that. So then right after that, then you recite, you know, the stanza called what's the stanza? If you're looking at the books, you know, there's a page number 158 and LC 107. So then you recite that stanza, okay? Recite that stanza. Then that's like going to be productive meditations, okay? Productive meditation. So these two critical points are very, very important to study, first of all, in order to meditate, in order to practice, first we have to understand. So these two points, you know, like Nyamsha Nangwatabi Tonyi, Nyamsha Nangwatabi Tonyi, you know. How they say it in English, like something, avoidness. The term.
The illusion-like practice of voidness? The one that you said
illusion-like
practice of voidness?
Illusion-like practice of avoidness, or that term needs to be studied. You know, so what is, you know, just don't just learn the term, then you need to understand what it really means. So, practice avoidness like illusion?
Like practice of voidness.
You understand that? Huh? You understand the word? mind that's deep into the emptiness of meditation of emptiness. That's called what that mind sees, something out of true truth. What that mind sees ultimate truth. What it looks like, it looks like clear space. That's all. That's what it means. So that's just gross explanations, but needs to learn more. You understand what the story is? Even that briefly mentioned in LC 106, you know, I seek your blessing, complete the profession of wisdoms through the space like yoga of single-minded placement upon the ultimate truth. So there's a longer term, there's a little, you know, like whole sentence. Through the space like yoga of single-minded, so that's probably a better term, but unfortunately it's kind of long. Through the space like yoga of single-minded, or say single-pointed, you know, concentration. Single point, the concentration of placement for not much different, upon the ultimate truth. Oh yeah. So these two terms, you know, it's important, okay? So if you, as I mentioned before, reading about emptiness, thinking about emptiness, talking about emptiness, oh, this is very, very powerful purification practice. Very, very powerful purification practice. Why? Because all the problem, according to Buddhism, all the problems occur due to the fundamental confusion, like ignorance, or because that emptiness, you know, go against directly to that, you know, ignorance. That's why it's the most powerful purification practice. So, seeing that, you know, maybe reading the text, you know, that talks about emptiness, such as the Heart Sutra, or reciting that, or like thinking about the meaning, or maybe writing down about emptiness, writing about emptiness, or studying emptiness. These are all very, very powerful purification practice. You know? And same time create a huge amount of merit. Even though you fill the sky with offerings like flower, incense, water bowl, all of that, you create huge amount of merit. But compared to studying emptiness, thinking about emptiness, meditating on emptiness, that merit is nothing. No, nothing. You create much more than that merit. Just no studying emptiness or reading, thinking about emptiness. Oh, very, very powerful. The best way to, you know, purify, oh, to do very, very powerful purification practice. Oh. But, but need to be supported by those five professions, you know, like generosity, ethics, patience, you know, effort, joyful effort, concentrations are needed to support that wisdom. That wisdom, you know, is like the wisdom is like light. Whether that light will, that, you know, the wise will, what is it, wick. Candle wick, what do you call? Whether that wick will light well or not is very much dependent on the candle. If the candle is mixed with the water, it will not burn well. So that, you know, whole, that, you know, tradition of butter lamp is like liquid, you know, like melted butter. Mm? The melted butter is good, so then more likely that lamp will burn well. If the melted butter is not, you know, good, it's like maybe mixed with some kind of water, then, you know, more likely that light will not burn well. So wisdom, that light symbolize wisdom, realize emptiness. Whether that burn well or not is very much depend on the melted butter. That's like first five perfections. Merit created by first five perfections. You know? So it's needed. You know, you need a lot of support. You know? Otherwise, people come with the conclusion, oh, now nothing exists. No, that you fall into one extreme view. Mm. Or maybe you exaggerate everything, you exaggerate, then there's another extreme view. So that's called middle way. You are free from two extreme view. This middle way, that refers to emptiness, middle way, you know. Like, okay. So then when you make the strong request deep down from your heart in front of object in front of you, so then you imagine or visualize that five color nectar flows from the object, then, you know, into your into your body, spirit, mind. Oh, so then purify all the obstacles to develop, you know, to actualize the wisdom, realize the emptiness, and receive all the blessings. You know, that's like kind of meditation that you do with the visualization. So, okay. So then, you know, of course, you know, not just to yourself, you know, so then you visualize all the living beings around you, you know, form of human, so then they receive the same blessings, you know, purify all the obstacles, then actualize the path, you know, like the wisdom realizing emptiness, you know. So then, you know, just that's, you know, it's all like imagining something wonderful, you know, imagining something wonderful, imagining nectar flows, or it has it has meaning. It doesn't know why you do that. No, it has a deeper meaning. You visualize five color necklace floor, so you visualize that, you know, so imagining that everything purifies. So mental discomfort, physical sicknesses, all of them, you know, purifies, you know, receive the blessings. Also particularly blessings to actualize wisdom realizing emptiness, which will cease the root of all the problems that we experience being part of samsara, you know, being part of samsara, spirit of all of them. Okay, oh yeah. Then, so that, you know, like kind of complete the last perfection of wisdom, you know, perfection of wisdom. So now the here, like samu metta lobzu jatine. Still the number 108, okay? Still number 108. Training the mind, in particular, in the profound middle view, same, pretty much same, middle view, probably is a little bit a better translation because it explains the meaning of emptiness. Middle view, you know, this view, this kind of view, the emptiness, you know, this view is a different types of view. And, training the mind in particular in the profound refers to emptiness. Middle view, profound refers to emptiness, profound. So that's what I'm going to explain now. Che nipa cheva samu umetava lupsuso. Why is profound? Because once you manage to see that through your study, meditation, thinking, deep thinking, once you manage to see that, it will cease the root of all the problems. That's why it's profound. That's why it's called profound. Or you can say it's profound because it's so difficult to understand. So, you know, it's so complicated. It's so complicated topic. Very complicated topic. It's not like compassion, loving kindness. It's easy to understand. It's not that complicated to understand. But very, very complicated to put into practice. Am I right? Very, very complicated to put into practice. Oh. Especially when we encounter some difficulties. No compassion, no loving kindness, no bodhicitta. All the Dharma is gone. But we cannot give up. We cannot give up. No, we cannot give up. So, we need to try. No, we need to try. The progress will be very gradual. Very gradual. But it's going to be steady, gradual. No, like baby step. Antidote you will generate, first antidote you generate is going to be very tiny. But then it's good, you know, like, it's like the waxing moon. You know, it's, in the beginning it's hard, you only see the small white. But it's going to, you know, the first is just completely dark. So then you see little white, then you see the white get bigger, and bigger, not right away, it gets bigger, 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 then after 15 minutes, after 15 days, then you see, you know, like whole, complete, bright, you know, that's you know, what's going to be like, when you practice it like that, you know. That's why according to the Vinayaka Sutras, that's the way they count the month, beginning of the month, you know, so we count from 1 to 3, that's the beginning of the month. So according to Vinayaka Sutra, they count 16 is the one, 16. Because after 16, it's kind of like dark, you know, so it's kind of hot. It's going to get better and better and better and better and better and better. When it becomes 15, you know, it begins at the beginning it's difficult, so then it becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. You know, so then half, so then you know, it's like all full, all like that. So now this one, okay, the training the mind in particular in the profound middle view, so. You watch out some of the Salama Gomchi even understand this, so. You know, Sa refers to deities, deities, you know, like Amitayus, you know, all the Manjushri, all of them refers to deities, like a form that's not like human, that's not human, it's like appearance of like Deva, or that's called deity, you know, it's not, but enlightened beings, deity has to be enlightened beings, you know. Fajr. Lama gumshim, ha lama gumshim mind. Fa, lama fa, lama is the know your teacher or master, and particularly here the Vajra master. No? Seeing that master inseparable with the deities, no, this all require. I mean, visualizing Vajra master doesn't require no like emptiness, understanding of the emptiness, because you can see them. You know, it's human form, is human. You can see them. But visualizing Vajra Master with inseparable with the deities. See, without understanding of emptiness, it's just kind of a joke, you know. So you just try to visualize, but you know, it's like, not, sorry, it's not a joke, but you know, it's pretty much a waste of time. Not having good understanding of emptiness, I probably should not say waste of time, but not a joke, not a waste of time, maybe some other words. So, it's just visualizing tree, not much different, simply my saying, not much different. Only way we can eliminate sense of ordinary beings, that we have very strong sense of ordinary being, oh, I am so and so, have this problem, this that problem, you know, like, how you can visualize yourself as a divine being, how you can visualize, you know, without understanding of emptiness, it's not going to be genuine one, it's not going to be genuine. Therefore, you know, see, therefore, in the beginning of every, like, sadhana practice, they come, om sambhavashita, sadhama sambhavashita, hum, all become empty, then from there, then you visualize mandala, whatever. So that's why, you know, om, body, speech, and mind. Om, a-u-ma, body, speech, and mind. Sambhava, nature, shuddha, pure nature of body, speech, and mind. Oh, you know, my body doesn't look good, you know, it's like this and that, you know, it's not pure. If you're looking down at yourself, you can't really, as a, om sambhava shuddha is just word, it's just word, that's all, it just doesn't mean anything, you know. And you are supposed to think when you say those words, om sambhava shuddha, pure nature of my body, speech and mind. Om sambhava shuddha, savadama, not just that, everything, savadama, sambhava, nature of everything is also pure. Hum, that you're saying, that is me, you know. Pure nature of everything, including my body, speech and mind, everything, that is, you are saying, that is me. So then you pause, then you use whatever knowledge you possess about emptiness, you think about emptiness. So then from there, then you generate something, you visualize, out of that you visualize syllables, color, figure, you just visualize them, you know, you just visualize them. With the understanding of emptiness. So then from there, from that deeper understanding of all the pure nature of everything, so then from there, then you perform, you know, activities, you perform activities, like that, okay? So that's the reason why there's this word, om sambhavashita, sadhama sambhavashita, sambhavashita, hantamashita, it's not just traditions. when you say that you are supposed to think. Why? Because the sense of ordinary being, that's the main obstacle in order to develop divine pride. Now you can develop divine pride with that sense of ordinary being. Strong sense of ordinary being, you can develop divine pride. You know, visualizing yourself as a part of that, it's going to just be a word, okay? Just to share that with you. If you are doing this, you know, practice with combined the Guru Puja, so that's what you're supposed to do, visualizing the Lama inseparable with the deities. So then from there, you need to think like that, you know. So first, motivations, intentions, you know. This all apply the same thing. The same things I said many times, so I'm going to say it one more time. Let's apply the same thing. Every practicing or meditation on professional generosity, same. Visualizations, intentions, so then it's pretty much same like that, okay? Of course, this minor teachings, minor practice is all about service for other beings. It's all done. Service for other beings doesn't mean you have to go to every person to say something. That's not what it means. It means in your mind, think, you know. See, practicing bodhicitta doesn't mean that you can make everybody happy. That's not going to happen. And for even though you're enlightened, that's not going to happen. Why? Who said it's not going to happen? Shantideva said in Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Why is it not going to happen? Because their beings have mind. It's not just a piece of rock. You know, they think. They feel. They think. That's why. You know? Because they have different thinking, different types of thinking, different types of interests, different types of, you know, ideas. That's why you can't please each and every one of them. Shantideva said, Simjimi Varna Sopa, not here, the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Simjimi Varna Sopa, Jayatana Migunas. Very, very important to understand, need to be practical. You can't just pretend. Need to be practical, you know. Simjimi Varna Sopa, Jayatana Migunas. Simje, sentient beings. Mivarna Sopa, different interests. Different way of thinking, different interests. Then of course, no different karma. There is any begunas. Even the enlightened beings cannot please all of them. Dadan yendi müriti göz. Person like me, how? Impossible. Therefore, just let that mindset go. Just let that mindset go. Go. Make sense? Yeah. Just let that mindset go. So it's very, very, you know, like, it's important to remember that. But you can think. You can think for all living beings. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, you know, when you say prayer, motivation, okay. So, may I achieve full enlightenment very quickly, you know. To set up all mother sentient beings. That's my goal, to help them. Teach, therefore, I'm going to, you know, do this practice, you know, practice. So, Therefore, I'm going to search, I'm going to study, I'm going to do research, analyze what is ultimate truth. Once I understand that, I'm going to meditate on that, you know? I'm going to meditate on that. So then, there's a way to liberate, free yourself from good, not from here temporarily, from good. No? Not like, you know, when you're standing up, long period of time, then your feet get hurt. Your feet get tired. When you sit down, it feels good. But that feeling will not last long. You know, if you, then you'll get another tired of sitting. So that's just like temporary relief from standing. The level is happiness. It's not really happiness. It's just temporary relief. It's not really happiness. And you sit down, you know, like very expensive sofa, nice, you know, leather sofa, very, how is it, spongy, how is it, soft, floppy. You know, when you sit like this, then after, not sure, like 20 minutes, then you move there. So then it's much, much better to stand up than sitting on the expensive sofa. You know, don't give you any happiness. Much, much better standing on the hard floor that gives you some temporary relief. Hard to believe. Oh. not that kind of liberations. No, then you that will be liberated for good. So process was less complicated than process of mundane things to get here, get there. You know, like kind of complicated. Not much problems in the process. You know. Of course, then when you get something in the mundane level, you know, still not guaranteed. But here, when you get that goal, that's no complication. It's done. Done deal. One time, finish. Then finish, no? Don't need to do again, again. Other hand, here you do again, again. Find that, you know, then finish, then again, then finish, no? Never end, never end the business. Here, it's just one time business, one time. So then finish. So now here, like Lama's quoting the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, this is the beginning of chapter number 9. And Allah did that from the Tibet Sharaf Tundra Song. So whatever Buddha taught, you know, everything, this like 84,000 scriptures that Buddha taught after his enlightenment, all these books, you know, all of them taught to us to understand, to guide us to the wisdom, the last perfections, to guide us to the last perfection. That's the only way to liberate, no? Liberate. Whatever has been taught is taught for actualized wisdom realizing emptiness. That's all. Therefore, if you know the teaching of Dungata Siva Divesharaja, if you have interest or desire to overcome from problems, must actualize wisdom realizing emptiness. Oh, that's what Shalideva said. Lama here say only two lines. But the last two lines, then you know, he has only two lines been stated. But last two lines, it's like if you have interest or desire to overcome from problems, then actualize that wisdom. That's the last two lines. So just to understand us, everything is dependent. There's no independent problem, independent happiness, independent evil, independent beauty. It's everything relative. No. Very much driven by perceptions, you know, everybody has perceptions about things, or ideas, opinions, you know. So all, whole world is driven by that, you know, power by that. Chubun jidi shidong po teni yimo jidu shidi nimbo songs. There are probably 84,000 different types of disturbing thought. 84,000 different types of disturbing thought. thought. That means there's 84,000 different ways we get negative. Probably more. Only mention 84,000, but you know, doesn't require much to get, you know, to to get negative thought. All unachievable deletions also. That's why I said this. Why 84,000 scriptures? Because there's 84 different, you could say 84,000 different way of getting upset. Or maybe there's 84,000 different kind of disturbing thought. Either way, you can say that. So, yeah. So, you more times, you just talk about the one, the victim who is. All of that is rooted into ignorance. So therefore, maybe not next Friday, maybe next 2 Fridays, there's no class. But then after that, there'll be class. I'm explaining this 4-point analysis, how to do meditation on emptiness. Okay? So if you are interested about meditation on emptiness, then please come. Well, there's a part of the Heart Sutra class, but you know, so I thought it's important to explain. Then whether you do meditation is not, it's up to you, so you know, nobody can force, so it's not up to you. If you're interested. Timu means, you know, like when you look at the wheel of life in the peak symbolizes that ignorance. You know? Then the rooster attachment, then snake anger, they are both coming out of the pig's mouth. That means it produced, it's rooted in ignorance. Timu. Therefore, you know, that's why the meditating on emptiness is the most powerful purification practice. Why? Because it goes against ignorance. That's why. If you manage to destroy that ignorance, all the other 84,000 disturbing thoughts will be eliminated. It's just, you know, when you cut the root, so what do you call that, you know, there's some kind of plant that kind of grows around the trees, grows, and like, goes round, then, you know, sometimes if you just let it grow, the root is become like very thick. It's kind of vine, what is it? Vine? Oh. You could cut, you know, you could cut some, okay, this is not, that looks good, you could cut there, up there, cut up there, there, cut there, it doesn't help, it will grow again. Root, now is too late, because the beginning part is my life, this is, you can cut easily, not putting much attention, then now it's like, very sick. So, it's like that, no, it's all kind of things that tangle up there, all up there, very complicated, you can't just take it out, you know, it's like, goes round there, go to one way or go to both ways. Looks like, or goes, Yeah, it's hard to know, I have one, because, you know, cut a little bit here, there, you know, one short period of time looks good, then after that, you know, so, Not cutting that to see emptiness, but it's out of attachment. Concerned, worry about, you know, the tree is going to kill by that plant. Not to see emptiness. Just cut there a little bit there. No idea how to eliminate it. No idea how to eliminate that. Somebody said, root. Cut, not right away, eventually all the leaves fall down, eventually then they just become like a skeleton, then just fall apart. All of them just one, all over there, all of them just dry up, you know, like that. That's all the disturbing thought, will dry like that, you know, if you root, cut the root. So that means, you know, like, just, you know, hitting on the root, you know, even though it's not able to cut, but, you know, you can cut a little bit here and a little bit. That's pretty good, you know, it's like not all the way down. But you are aiming on the right place, rather than just cutting through and brazier there. So that's why the most powerful perfection path, okay? Just want to know. Tumu chonna nimu sheta de rashi gaman ju laso. Nimu sheta ni chik chonde chik mijam tishe mijam. You know, in the house, not here, some other books in the house, you know, that not like light like here. You know, you have a few small lights. All of a sudden, on the side of your eye, you saw something on the floor, you know. Something on the floor, you saw something. It looks like kind of scorpion, or maybe a cockroach. And people here are very afraid of cockroach, maybe better say cockroach. You don't see scorpion here. Then, you know, like, yeah, then you project. You project more than out there. You project more than out there, you know. Then start moving. Then start to see the eyes. Then start to see the, what do you call it, antenna? It's just piece of bread. Piece of bread or maybe piece of chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. That's what it is. For you, you know, all kind of anxiety or feeling, mindset has been developed based on that, you know, that. So that is ignorance. Ignorance created that. Once you find out the piece of cookies or piece of bread, everything's gone. It's the exact same like here, you know, that's ignorance. So, that's very, very, so that's like, there's no, like, yeah, there's so all kind of thought arise, based on idea or perceptions, and based on idea or perception, as soon as out, it's just nothing. It's just nothing. No, it's just nothing. No. All kind of thought arises, and all kind of story has been created. Turns out it's nothing. Nothing. All of them is based on nothing. Based on you think it's based on something very important. But that importance turns out to be nothing. It's just, you know. So when I was in monastery, one night I was sleeping. You get very little sleep in the monastery, so sleeping. All of a sudden, the monastery that we don't have this kind of bed that and people in America use. We just use a wooden frame, and that on that, you know, there's no, what do you call it? Underneath that, what do you call it? Yeah, there's no spring box, there's no mattress, no mattress like here, but there's like just bamboo, you know, it's like chopped, then just put it there, top of that property, like thick as like their back, you know, like maybe like something like that, that's the mattress, then you sleep there, you know. All of a sudden, I heard somebody scratching from underneath, from beneath from my bed, like scratching, middle of the night. Light switch is on the near the drawer. It's like probably 10 feet. There's no like here, switch there. Only one switch there close to the drawer. So I definitely thought it's ghost, you know, so what can be? You know, so I thought it's ghost, all kind of thought rise and all kind of thought. Prabhupada said many mantras, that's the benefit. Prabhupada said many prayers. That's probably not bad to use the same many prayers. And thinking, oh, should I stand up? Or then all kinds of thoughts go around rather than look, too scared to look down. Turns out that our dog has skin problems. Our dogs, you know, they somehow get into my bed, scratching his skin disease, so this is ghost, you know, it's not ghost, it's just, you know, once I find out, all the fear in that is gone. The root, is that, no, it's not a ghost, it's not our dog. like that, you know, so that's what I say. Nimo tanje rashi je gabo jula. Nimo shen na ni chik jen be chishim jen de so. Cutting branch here is not going to cut the other side of the branch. You just cut this branch. Cutting this branch doesn't mean cutting that one. You still have to cut that one, you know. Cutting this doesn't, you know, cut all of them. Same like one defeating one disturbing thought does not defeat another type of disturbing thought. One you destroy the root, and the same, you know, it destroys all of them. So therefore, meditation, study, analysis on emptiness is so important. The most powerful, you know, purification prayer. Just read, you know, reading of emptiness. So read and think of. Oh yeah. Nimo shen shen dan de chik chom be chishul be jom des. Deja jin nimo ten be shen dan be jom. Having problem with the attachment, then apply antidote will not eliminate anger. No, so need to practice patience, all like that. So, but cutting the root will cut all of them. You know, attachment, anger, all of them, cut all of them. She shen dan nimo ten be deja jin nimo ten se zar sung batar. So, then. Timugu nyembo, tende gombe, nyimo tamje, jomu nyepanis, timugu nyembo, antidote for ignorance, this is the particular ignorance, fundamental confusion, ignorance. Tende, dependent origination, or dependent, tende, that means everything is dependent on something causes the condition, so everything is dependent. Tende gombe nimo tamje jom nyoba ni pakpa leze. Lila lingwa jino dimo di nimo nimo jimi jimbo jinsu. Pakpa la, Aryadeva text. Probably this is like Aryadeva text. I think that's like 400 stanza of middle way, something like that. Kushivjaba, so probably it's quoting. I'm pretty sure that's a text. Lila lingwa jino dimo gul nimo jimbo jimbo jimbo. Physical body, that's why all these senses located on the basis of the physical, on the basis of the physical body, all these senses are located, you know, different part of the body. Timukula nature, this, you know. Timukula nature, this. Therefore, you know, so basically what I'm saying is like, once you destroy the ignorance, then it will be equivalent of destroying all the negative thoughts, you know. Tina Sula Gondra Cheva Tangjin Nilu Tende Samon Di Tobya Tapsada Yinlas. Everything the Buddha taught is the method or technique to us to understand ultimate truth. Nilu Tende Samon Dini Jave Shichin Dodajimboche. Panchaparamita Sutra is well, that emptiness has been well explained in the Panchaparamita Sutras. Oh, Shishin Dode Rinpoche, Dode Rinpoche, Rigven Namja, using like all kind of logic, using all kind of logic to help us to understand emptiness. Namja Thayyabha Gwane, Sungja Shindotaka. Even though, you know, it's been explained from to like many, like, you know, like different kinds of logic they used to explain emptiness, but still, Difficult. There's another way to say profound. It's hard to get our head round. Dipa Bhashin Dokumba Jhanya Sunsa. To even like seeing emptiness, you know, it's like, it's rare. It's not like, it's like many, you know, that is rare. Tina Jawa Rani Ji Doju Tumane Samu. Sami Tendi, Jawa Ranji Gongbashin, the Lung Demsang. So, what we need to do, we need to follow the system that's been set up by Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna, Indian master. Even when you read the Lamb of the Path to Enlightenment, that text composed by Lama Atisha, in that text, Lama Atisha clearly said, you know, how I'm going to see emptiness, Lama Atisha said very clearly, follow, you know, Nagarjuna's, you know, like studies, Nagarjuna's work, read Nagarjuna's work. But you know, this is all the commentary, this is all same as reading Nagarjuna works, because this is all all these explanations is based on Nagarjuna texts. Nagarjuna texts. So therefore, also we should not be fooled. But somebody say, "Oh, you do this and you do that, and you'll be enlightened." No, maybe you are already enlightened. You don't recognize that you're enlightened. It's not true. That's a very big deal. How come that you already enlightened? How come you don't recognize you're enlightened? So that's hard to believe. So no, we should not be fooled by all these people who say all kinds of things. People say, "Okay." So need to read the Nagarjuna's books, and also then that's the way to see emptiness. Okay. Lomi lulai lulai chun jua tamen de teda kunzob dini teda kunzob teda kunzob dini dene nyams dene nyambe taba lulai mishe zongji. Lomi lulai lulai So, obviously that you have karma to start emptiness. That's out of questions. You do have karma, you know. There's nothing to debate about that, you know. So now, when you are going to see emptiness, who knows?
I was reading about Nagarjuna's origins of his name.
I was online and I was talking about Nagarjuna and the origin of his name with the Naga and all that stuff, and that part was really interesting, but is there more to the story than just, you know, the two parts of the name coming together?
No. What is a Naga?
Well, they described the Naga as like, I guess they were like deities that were like serpent, snake stuff, and he was, I guess, fascinated by them and
something
took
like
Naga.
Something, what is it, something snake stuff?
Yeah, that sort of thing. I was wondering if there was
Naga actually is an animal. It's not like deities. Naga, they are much bigger than human. You know, they are like animals. So.
But they're not. It's not on Earth.
It's on Earth. Yeah, it's a part of the Zara realms. There are three realms.
Yeah,
realm,
the realms.
Form realm, formless realm. Naga is in Desire Realm, so Desire Realm. There's no Naga in the Form Realm, Formless Realm, there's no Naga. All the strange sentient beings is part of our world, Desire Realm. So.
So with his name, Nagarjuna, did he come up with that, or was he kind of given that name, or is there a story with it, or?
If you read the, what is it, maybe the good guidebooks about holy site, Buddhist holy site, particularly in Monkey Temple in Nepal, Monkey Temple. There's good guidebook, not just any guidebook, you know, good guidebook. There's many guidebooks, somebody who writes guidebook has no idea what they're writing, someone who knows what they're writing, so guide. Also, you know, there, then maybe you'll find some more stories there. So. Yeah, there's like on the monkey temple on the mountains in Kathmandu, monkey temples, because that's called monkey temple, because there are so many monkeys there. So no, there's a monkey there. It's not actually a monkey temple, it's a people's temple, it's not a monkey temple. But there are so many monkeys, there are tons of monkeys there.
Thank you.
They are there to test. They are there to test your patience. The monkeys are there. They are to test your patience. Then you do generous practice of generosity. You do there on that stupa without choice. You don't have to give; they just steal it from you. Or they scare you, then you drop, you run, you drop everything, run away. That's like practicing generosity without choice. First time when I went there, monkey temple, with my aunt now, who is already passed away. So I carried a full bag of goodies, you know, to eat there, up there, you know, talking. All of a sudden, second, gone. I thought some person, I never had experience. I thought, what happened? Look up there, all on the tree, beyond my reach, monkey, big monkey. So that's like practicing generosity without choice. So when you go there on the stupa, when you go there around there, so then there's one drawer that's like made out of silver. Who knows that's inside the drawer, you know, so, but the drawer, so Mahayana teaching has been very much deteriorated after Buddha's, you know, like when Buddha passed away. Then after that, Mahayana teaching has been very much deteriorated. So then Nagarjuna came, I think after 400 years, after 400, exactly 400 years, when the Buddha passed away, then Nagarjuna was born. So then Nagarjuna, you know, like, has the re-established, you know, like Mahayana teachings, Then after 900 years, then Asanga came. Then, you know, again, you know, like, again, like, has improved the Mahayana teachings. You know. I think Nagarjuna probably lives 500 years, something like that. Probably lived 500 years. So then somehow they say, you know, Ludub. So there's the religious word Naga. So somehow they're part of the teachings, you know, here, Panchaparamita, not all of them, you know, not all of them, Panchaparamita Sutras. Some of the chapters missing, from the Panchaparamita Sutras. And what happens, you know, during that period, there's all kind of power, turmoil, what does that mean? Trouble, a lot of trouble, you know, a lot of turmoil there. So then probably a lot of, you know, books have been burned, whatever happened then, that time. Somehow, middle of nowhere, all these scriptures been took. Some took by Deva, you know, in the devil realms. Some was took from the Naga to their realms, Naga realms. You know? So then the some of the Panchaparamita Sutra is that we have in the human, our planet is incomplete. So, and Nagarjuna probably like say, looking for the sutras, you know, who took the rest of the sutras. And also, Naga King got sick, very much sick, so then looking for cure. So Nagarjuna probably knows some kind of a trick. So anyway, they invited Nagarjuna into Nagaland. So then somehow Nagarjuna give them some kind of medicinal plant that cured the Naga King in return. And they you know, Naga, I never saw one, but there are people, they claim they saw, you know, but, you know. So anyway, according to the history, they possess a lot of, you know, the precious metals, you know, a lot of them, precious metals. And in return, Nagarjuna asks the sutra, instead of gold, precious stone, precious metal. So that's how the sutra has been complete. Nagarjuna brought rest of the sutra, you know, brought. But still, the Naga, they are not willing to give all of them, but, you know, give part of them. Then Nagarjuna, you know, there's one called, special concentration is called, when you read one time, you never ever forget. You just read, if you read 100 pages, you know it by them heart. The human can obtain that concentration, you know. Nagarjuna probably read, you know, all the sutras, many of them. they are not willing to give up, then he read all of them, then some they gave to him, so then he could, that's why it's called what Naga came from, Nagarjuna. So they, you know, Gumbuludub Nagarjuna, that's why he has this, all the snakes over his head. There's a kind of like position or titles is given. I'm not sure it's actually all the snakes traveling with Nagarjuna wherever he goes. But when we build the statue, so we build the snakes, that's kind of like the title offer the probably Naga land. So probably the position is just based on how much snakes. Not like real snake, but you know. Here, the army, they all the color here, different color. The army, they wear all these kind of things, what they wear. Army. Yeah, so that's the range, that rank. There's a rank, you know. So so similar probably Naga, you know, their rank based on the number of snakes that you have over your head, or maybe some not real snake, you know, so maybe them. So that's the Nagarjuna. When you see the Nagarjuna image, there's always some kind of snakes over his head. So probably, you know, there's position given by Naga kings. There's a word Naga. There's a kind of stories related to what Nagarjuna. So read, good guidebook. So if you have interest in more stories, we may see Naga all the time, may not recognize them as a Naga, you know. So maybe we see them all the time, so maybe not. So there are many fishes we don't see, you know. Doesn't mean they are not there. They are there, but we don't see them. They may see us, you know, but not as a human or maybe some kind of moving figure, you know. They have no idea what to make up. They're just moving. There are many things. Naga. The form of frog, snake. Form of frog, snakes. Looks like snake, probably could be Naga, you know. Who knows? So that now finish with the Naga. Class in with the Naga. Yeah, so now 8:28. Okay. Next Wednesday, maybe rest. Then let's go on. So then after that, you know, it's like, then we finish pretty much the Lamrim part of the Guru Puja. So then after this, it's more like Vajrayana. So I don't know much about that. So what is going to happen, I'm going to just read. I'm just going to read in Tibetan, so then that you just visualize that you understood everything. And read. That's how the class is going to finish.
So in the Essential Prayers book, turn to page 263, and we'll read the final Lamrim dedication. From my two collections, vast as space, that I have amassed and working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all my Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. by even this great path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Then turn to page 244 and 245. Start with the short long life prayer for His Holiness. Kani rawe korwe shinkam di pendan dewa malu shunwene chenre si guan ten singyatsoi shape si te bardu ten juchi chonu iye nalang wa shortu awatare tsembara sopa to sangye we de ton le felcho chase kengyu lama so wa de Tu psu chan jin chan gung ge we Ten sing kyong pe we Kun su dok po tse Chok sum kur we le mun tu du Pa dok so duk che gung du sha ten shok Om tare tu tare tu re so ha Om 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 tare tu re so ha
Thank you. Good night.